made me happy.
Happy, happy.
She had flowers in her hair, flowers everywhere.
I love the flowers.
Was she reality or just a dream to me?
I love the flowers.
Her love showed me the way to find a sunny day.
Sills, Rain the Park, and other things. WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Looking for a vacation? All right. A study found Texas is the state where the most people have been attacked and killed by wild animals. Yeah. The rest of the top five, California, Florida, North Carolina, and Tennessee. Bears are the top offenders in North America, followed by sharks, snakes, alligators, and mountain lions. Keep in mind, it's still very rare to be killed by a wild animal in the U.S., but just remember, Texas, the number one state for people being killed by wild animals. My goodness. 8:01 now. Let's check the news.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin on the West Coast, where eight wildfires are now burning in the state of California. One of them has forced thousands of people from their homes. Correspondent Ben Tracy is in San Bernardino County.
East of L.A., more evacuations as the line fire continues to grow.
We had everything packed up. We were worried that something was going to happen overnight.
Firefighters were caught off guard when flames pushed up against them as they battled the bridge fire in L.A. County.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry's walking a fine line after declaring a state of emergency ahead of Tropical Storm Francine's expected arrival there tomorrow.
We want everyone in a state to be cautious and vigilant. We don't want to downplay this event, but we also do not want people to panic.
Forecasters believe Francine will power up to a Category 2 or 3 hurricane before it makes landfall. It's expected to dump heavy rain over parts of the Deep South as it moves inland. There's a lot at stake for Kamala Harris and Donald Trump as they prep for their first and only scheduled debate of the election season. It'll take place in Philadelphia. Correspondent Weijia Jiang is there.
Harris's team built a stage with bright lights to replicate the environment she will face tonight as she braced for Trump's tactics.
There's no floor for him in terms of how low he will go.
The setting will be familiar to Trump, but he has spent days tempering expectations.
If I destroy her in the debate, they'll say Trump suffered a humiliating defeat tonight.
It'll be the first time they meet face to face. At Cape Canaveral this morning,
4, 3, 2, 1.
A SpaceX flight took off with the mission of carrying four private citizens farther than any spacecraft since the Apollo moon missions. Their goal, the first ever commercial spacewalk. Beginning today, the FDA is requiring mammogram providers in every state to tell women whether they have dense breasts in a bid to help save lives. NYU Langone oncologist Dr. Elizabeth Komen tells CBS Mornings.
When you have dense breasts, it means that when you get a mammogram, it may be harder to detect a breast cancer, and you may need additional imaging such as a breast ultrasound or breast MRI.
Goodbye to the actor with that deep, commanding voice.
No, I am the father.
James Earl Jones was Star Wars' Darth Vader. He was also in The Lion King and Field of Dreams. Film critic Jeffrey Lyons.
He was part of an ensemble, or he could read the phone book, as they say, and you couldn't take your eyes off him.
James Earl Jones was an EGOT winner. He was 93 years old. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Kenosha police have expanded their search for Lawrence Franklin Jr. to Racine. He's the suspect wanted for the deaths of Amaya Prather and her unborn child. The 25-year-old suspect has been charged with 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. A 23-year-old driver had a green light when Reed Hanch reportedly ran into the intersection. The Westosha Central High School senior is in critical condition after being hit by a car during cross-country practice last week. Our Racine County recall election is next Tuesday. It's for those living in the Banners Lake Sanitary District. The recall was prompted by accusations of poor management. And Racine County's new Youth Development and Care Center, set to open next year in Caledonia, will feature an innovative urban agriculture project. The initiative includes a teaching garden and micro-nursery. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, Class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheels, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers will have to get by without QB1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Jordan Love is expected to miss 3 to 6 weeks with an MCL sprain, and head coach Matt LaFleur says they won't risk anything with his injury.
If he gets cleared, we'll give him every opportunity like we always will, and I know he's doing everything in his power. I know he's spending a lot of time trying to get back as soon as possible, but certainly we're not going to put him in a position where if he can't protect himself that he'd go out there.
On Sunday, it will be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Indianapolis Colts as each team seeks its first victory. Wisconsin football plays Alabama this week, and head coach Luke Fickell says the defense will need to play smart.
Sometimes, and these are the situations where, guys, you can't be thinking about the big plays. You got to be thinking about the real consistent, sound things, because if you get out of place on a team like this, and in particular a quarterback like this, there's some really bad things that can happen.
Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Saturday. And tonight, the Brewers begin a 6-game road trip in San Francisco. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska for Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy, with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Right into the personal stuff. I'm a single guy. I'm single and I just turned 50, which means I'm ready to cut a deal. Maybe you have a nut job sister-in-law you're trying to shove off on someone. I'll take a look. You know, whenever I say that, men laugh and women go, "What about Carol?" Every woman has a specific nut job friend. Think of, they're a single guy. Carol's due for release in a few weeks. What's the range on her ankle monitor? Please, I don't need help meeting crazy women. I've got that locked down. Trust me, I'm good. That's my core demographic.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. No one dare disturb the sound of silence. That I do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echo. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls. Sounds of silence.
Simon & Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence. WRJN local news, timeless hits, and sunshine today. Highs near 79. Right now, we've got sunshine, a beautiful morning, 61 degrees here at Radio Park.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Hearts go astray, even hurt when they go. I
just when you needed me so.
Everlasting Love, 817. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM in Kenosha. And everywhere, the legendary historic AM frequency of 1400. All right, Labor Day marked the end of the hot dog season. A survey this week asked 7,000 Americans how many hot dogs they could eat in 10 minutes. Now, just for reference, Joey Chestnut on Labor Day ate 83 hot dogs and 83 buns, too. If you were in a hot dog eating contest, how many could you eat in 10 minutes? The most common answer was two. That would be me. I think I can only eat two hot dogs. 4% of the people said more than 10. Yeah, big talk. Let's see you do it. 83 hot dogs. Now, just think about this. Just the buns alone. Forget the hot dogs. Just the buns. Now, if there are 10 buns to a package, he ate more than 8 packages of buns in 10 minutes. Forget the hot dogs, just the buns alone. How did he do it?
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers are celebrating the best fans in baseball once again at Fan Appreciation Night on September 28th, presented by Toyota. Giveaways include a Bernie Chalet snow globe, magnetic schedule, and more. Learn more and get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. There are times when folks like you and me who have our investment money smartly parked in index funds start to think, maybe I could be doing better. Maybe I should learn more about that company I heard about on TikTok or from my friend. Maybe I should, well, let me just stop you right there. Statistically, most people, including professional investors, are bad at picking individual stocks. Success doing that just boils down to luck. Even mega-rich investor Warren Buffett said the best thing to do is to own the S&P 500 index fund. So when I want to try my hand at investing in individual stocks in the stock market rodeo, I limit myself to 5% of my investment money. That way, when the bull bucks, I'll have had my fun, but the savings I've got will be secure too. All right, folks, for more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Hey, you know what it's time for? It's time for a chubby checker twin spin double play. Let's kick it off with a twist.
Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. Take me by my little hand and go like this.
A Timmy Checker, twin spin, double play. How do you like that, huh? All right, 826 at WRJN. Don't forget, listen for details on how you can win not only the green or the gold, but also the green and gold. It's our next statewide text to win contest starting next week here in WRJN. Details coming up at the end of the week. Keep listening.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs and Little Red Riding Hood. WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Do you keep anything from past relationships hidden in your house? 56% of people said yes, they do. Women slightly more likely to do so than men. The most common things people hold on to from old relationships, photos, tickets, and cards. I have nothing from past relationships. My wife saw to that, huh? All right, it's 8:30 on the dog, and let's check news from Civic Media right here.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Airports in Wisconsin are getting a share of $34 million from Washington for upgrades. The airport at Appleton is getting $3 million to add on to its terminal building. The airport in Madison is getting $6 million to fix up its taxiways. After Kamala Harris and Donald Trump debate tonight, the campaign resumes at full speed. Lisa Hale reports.
Tim Walz will be in Wausau on Friday and Superior on Saturday. Walz and Vice President Harris plan to hit every battleground state in just 4 days. While Walz stumps in Wisconsin and Michigan, Harris plans to be in North Carolina and Pennsylvania. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Debate coverage begins on many Civic Media stations and online tonight at 7:30. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The search has widened to Racine. Kenosha police are intensifying their search for Lawrence Franklin Jr. He's wanted for the death of Amaya Prather and her unborn child in a shooting Friday. He's been charged with 2 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. The 25-year-old suspect is 5'3 and about 105 pounds. Investigators think he may be getting help from someone and has ties to Racine in South Milwaukee. An image of the suspect can be found on the Kenosha Police social media pages.
A Kenosha County High School senior remains in critical condition after being hit by a car during cross-country practice. Reed Hansch runs for West OSHA Central, and the Sheriff's Department says he was hit near the Brass Ball Corners Friday. A 23-year-old driver had a green light when Reed apparently ran into the intersection. He was flown to Children's Hospital with severe head injuries. The teen's father says his son is showing signs of improvement. There's a Racine County recall election next week. On September 17th, those living in the Boehner's Lake Sanitary District will have a vote. Commissioners Carrie Oldenburg and Jessica Whiskies are the subject of the recall, facing accusations of poor management and neglect of critical infrastructure. The recall was prompted by a petition with almost 300 signatures from a district with 1,000 people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
We could catch an isolated sprinkle or two at some point today. Otherwise, partly cloudy, a little breezy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, upper 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy, not as breezy, with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
We're very trusting of elevators. We're like, what is this, a casket on a string? Let's hop on. I don't know how it works, but if it shakes, we'll giggle. We giggle because we realize no one's driving the elevator. We're like, we're all gonna die. So we press one of these buttons or climb through the trap door in the ceiling that leads to every Bruce Willis movie. What do we do? We also giggle because there's no talking on an elevator, right? You get on an empty elevator, you and a friend, and you're like, I'll tell you later. It's like a den of awkwardness. You just stand there like, are we supposed to kiss? What are we doing? It's very strange. Not as awkward as a stairwell. You ever been in an abandoned stairwell by yourself? You encounter strangers coming the other way. There's always that moment where you meet eyes where you're like, if you don't rape me, I won't rape you. What are you doing in this? What am I doing in this? Are we in an episode of Law and Order?
Native American band, Redbone. Come and get your love. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. You know, the average parent thinks raising kids is 50% fun, 50% hard work. The most fun age 5, because that's when kids can finally communicate pretty well and start developing a sense of humor. They're most stressful around ages 10 to 12. When they turn 13 and teenagers, forget it. All the fun is over. Don't want to scare you. It's 8:38 with the Kinks all day and all of the night.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
The Beatles from A Hard Day's Night. Hey, bring your lawn chair and chill on the grass next to Racine's beautiful harbor every Thursday. Hot Harbor Nights at Festival Park. Some of the area's top bands will play a variety of music. You can have drinks there, visit various food trucks. It's free. Not the food, though. Every Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. The last one is this Thursday.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you go down or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When our grandpa, when our daddy, when our mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, life's for living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
In the summertime, Mungo Jerry. Really, when you think about it, what is he talking about there? 26% of people say they've had their day ruined by a comment on social media. You post things on social media, don't you?
All the time.
I don't post anything. I post things on there's a special radio site I belong to and a movie site. Other than that, I don't post anything. Somebody's business.
No, I always post things about my dog.
It doesn't matter what site you're on. Somebody will always post a nasty political comment. It doesn't matter. You could be saying, oh, just thank goodness that my friend is getting better. Yeah, but he wouldn't have gotten better if the candidate didn't do this. And I mean,
your health care is at risk now.
Nasty, nasty, nasty. On the other hand, 61% of people, first of all, 26% said they get ruined, a bad day, by a comment on social media. 61% say they've had their day made by a comment. So, but the odds are worth taking a chance. The survey also found more than half the people say they don't care if the photos they post get likes or not. Yeah, sure, you don't care. Yeah. Yeah. And chickens have lips. It's 847 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Stile. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Stile is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Stile is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Stile, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Stile, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Stile for Wisconsin.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Game time. Is your home's defense ready for the fall season? Gutter helmets from Hardy and Jensen provide a winning season of protection. This solid defensive line keeps leaves, twigs, and debris out. No more risky climbs up a ladder. Keep your loved ones safe. No gimmicks, no ladders, no more gutter cleaning. Visit the showroom on Highway 20 in Racine, just west of Green Bay Road. With the pros at Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
W-R-J-N. Baby, 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 don't leave me. Ooh, please don't leave me all by myself. I've got this burning, burning, yearning feeling inside me. Ooh, deep inside me. And it
Baby, baby. Diana Ross and the Supremes, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Here's a political odd but true. You know, there were no term limits for vice president, so in theory, different presidents could keep picking the same person for vice president forever. Never happened, but I guess they could do it if they wanted to, right?
We're Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Come on without, come on within, you will not see nothing like the mighty.
Manfred Mann. This is the same guy who gave us Doo-Wop Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Doo. Then he had Manfred Mann's Earth Band after a while. So that guy kept reinventing himself all along the way. Cindy Huber coming up next.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, all right. She's up next. I'm Don Rosen, and I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Hey, we have the Movie Mom coming in tomorrow. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love her.
The Movie Mom, Nell Minow, is coming in at 7 o'clock at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. It's Doug Incenis from the Racine Theater Guild talking about Murder on the Orient Express.
Ooh.
They'll have it at the Racine Theater Guild. We'll talk about that. Right now, it's 8:58 with the American Breed. Bend me, shape me. Please don't bend me. It's not working well
these
days.
And don't shake me either.
Yeah.